Welcome back for another deep dive. This time, we're going all the way back to the 1940s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, to a pretty interesting court case
Yeah.
involving some imported Italian tonics, a public auction, and some merchandise that just vanished.
Sounds intriguing.
It is. And it's really a story about this one guy, John DioGuardi,
Okay.
trying to go up against, well, a pretty powerful government agency.
Ah, the classic David and Goliath story.
You can say that.
Yeah.
We've got two main sources we're going to be looking at today. First, there's the case brief, which lays out all the legal arguments.
Right.
And then we've got this excerpt from the actual court opinion written by Judge Clark himself.
Always good to hear it straight from the judge's pen, I guess you could say.
Yeah, definitely. So let's set the stage a bit. Our main character, John DioGuardi, he's trying to import these medicinal tonics from Italy into the U.S.
Medicinal tonics, huh? Sounds pretty straightforward.
You'd think so, right? But it's not that simple.
Okay, I'm sensing a butt coming.
Yeah. The collector of customs gets involved. And they have the authority, to control what comes into the country.
Right.
And they decide to put a hold on DioGuardi's shipment.
So we've got our conflict already. Individual versus the government agency.
Exactly. And you have to remember the collector's role here. They could hold these goods and even sell them off if they thought they were unclaimed.
Oh, wow. That's a lot of power.
Yeah, definitely adds a lot of tension to the whole situation.
So what happens next?
So the tonics are just kind of in limbo, and then there's this argument over payment, and things escalate to the point where they announce a public auction.
Okay.
But, and this is where it gets really interesting,
Uh-oh.
some of the tonics disappear.
No way. Seriously.
Yeah, and in his complaint, DioGuardi actually writes, quote, "It isn't so easy to do away with two cases with 37 bottles of one quart. Being protected, they can take this chance," end quote.
Whoa, he's not holding back.
Nope. He clearly thinks something fishy's going on.
I mean, I can understand his frustration. You go through all that trouble to import these tonics, and then they just vanish.
Right. And this is where the legal system itself starts to change, because back then they used this thing called fact pleading.
Okay.
And you had to like meticulously lay out every single detail in your initial complaint.
Like a super detailed recipe.
Exactly. And if you miss something, tough luck.
So what happened to DioGuardi?
Well, his complaint, which Judge Clark actually called home-drawn, gets thrown out because it wasn't detailed enough.
That seems a little harsh.
It does, especially considering he wasn't a lawyer and English wasn't his first language.
Right, he's at a disadvantage from the start.
And that's exactly why this case is so important. It led to a shift from fact pleading to something called notice pleading.
Notice pleading. What's that?
Imagine it like getting a fast pass through all those initial legal hurdles.
Oh, okay, so you don't need every tiny detail right away.
Right. The court just needs enough information to get the gist of the case, and then they can move forward.
So this levels the playing field a bit.
Absolutely.
All right.
It gives everyone a chance to be heard, you know.
It sounds a lot fairer.
Yeah. And it's all thanks to this case with the missing Italian tonics. You start to see how this seemingly small case is about way more than just some lost goods.
You're right. There's this whole idea of fairness and access to justice, and how individuals can stand up to big institutions.
Exactly. And it gets even more interesting because this case also establishes the idea that government officials, they can be held accountable for their actions.
Wait, so you're saying,
Even someone like the collector of customs,
yeah,
they can be held personally responsible for wrongdoing.
that's huge, especially back in the 1940s.
It was groundbreaking.
Right.
And it all stems from this case with DioGuardi and his missing tonics.
Okay, I'm definitely hooked now. Tell me more. Yeah, so the collector could actually face consequences for what
It's
happened.
a big deal, right? Especially back then.
Huge. The idea that even someone in a position of authority could be held personally liable, you know?
No one is above the law.
Precisely. But how did that actually play out in DioGuardi's case?
Well, Judge Clark, in his opinion, he flat out says the collector could be on the hook for damages.
Oh, wow. So he wrote that like directly.
Yeah. The quote's something like, "It appears to be well settled that the collector may be held personally for a default or for negligence in the performance of his duties."
So if DioGuardi could prove the collector messed up, either on purpose or just by being careless.
He could get some kind of compensation.
Wow, that really changes things.
For sure. Sets a precedent, right? Government officials have to be more careful, act fairly.
Makes you think how many times this kind of thing might have happened before this case, you know, people feeling powerless against the government.
It's like this case, even though it seems small, It highlights how important it is to have a system that protects everyone.
It really does. It's about making sure everyone has a voice.
And it all started because this guy's tonics went missing.
It's amazing how these things happen, right? One case can ripple out and change legal history.
Dio Guardi's fight, it wasn't just about him. He helped shape a fairer system.
Definitely. So what happened next? Did Dio Guardi finally get his day in court?
He did. Judge Clark sent the case back down to the district court.
So they could look at it again.
Yeah. Which meant Dio Guardi had another chance to make his case, to try to get justice.
That's a win in itself, right? To not be completely shut down.
It is. Sometimes it pays to be persistent, especially when the odds are stacked against you.
And that's what a good legal system should do, right? Give everyone a fair hearing.
Make sure things are resolved fairly.
Hold people accountable.
It's been quite a journey, hasn't it? Started with some missing tonics.
Now we're talking about big changes in legal procedures.
Government accountability.
It just goes to show you, these little cases, they can have huge consequences.
But before we get ahead of ourselves, I gotta ask, what about the tonics? Did Dio Guardi ever get them back?
You know, the records don't actually say.
Oh, no way.
But the impact of the case, that goes way beyond those bottles.
That's true. This legal battle from the 1940s, it still matters today.
It's incredible, right, how it affects the way we think about justice and accountability, even now.
It's like a reminder that these legal principles, they have lasting power.
They do. So just to recap for our listeners, what are the big takeaways here?
Okay, so we saw how the system changed from fact pleading to notice pleading.
Right, making it a little easier to get your foot in the door, so to speak.
Exactly. And we also learned that government officials, they're not untouchable.
That's a big one. Accountability for everyone.
And then there's that overall message. Everyone deserves a fair chance at justice.
No matter who you are, where you come from.
What do you think our listeners should take away from this, you know, looking back at this case from the past?
I think it shows that even when things seem impossible, don't give up.
Right. And it encourages us to know our rights, to hold those in power accountable.
Basically, the pursuit of justice, it never really ends.
This case, it's definitely given me a lot to think about. I mean, it's inspiring and all, but let's face it, the legal system can be pretty intimidating.
Oh, yeah, for sure. All those procedures and jargon, it's...
It can feel impossible to understand.
That's why cases like this are so important.
Right. It highlights how we need to make the legal system more accessible.
Not just for lawyers, for everyone.
Justice shouldn't be some exclusive club for people who can afford a fancy lawyer.
Absolutely. It should be a right, not a privilege.
But how do we do that? Make it easier to understand without sacrificing, you know, accuracy and fairness.
It's definitely a balancing act, for sure.
So do you think things have actually gotten better since the 1940s? Since that shift to notice pleading we talked about?
Oh, I think it's definitely evolved. Like, notice pleading, that was a big step in the right direction.
Right.
But there's always more we can do.
Like what? What are some things that could make the system more accessible?
Well, I think simplifying legal language would be huge.
Yeah.
And making sure people who are representing themselves have more resources.
Yeah.
And we can't forget about technology.
Oh, yeah. Technology could really change things.
Exactly. Imagine having like user-friendly online platforms.
Yeah.
That could guide you through the whole legal process.
Or even help you find affordable legal advice.
Right. Make it easier for people to understand their options.
This whole deep dive has really got me thinking.
It's fascinating stuff, right?
Are there other, you know, unsung legal heroes like Dio Guardi whose cases have made a difference, but we don't really hear about them?
Oh, I'm sure there are tons of stories out there just waiting to be discovered.
You know what I think is so cool about all this?
What's that?
Every case, even the ones that seem small or insignificant, they contribute to this bigger conversation about justice.
It's all connected, yeah.
Fairness, accountability.
And it reminds us that the pursuit of justice is an ongoing thing.
It's like a never-ending journey.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And law, it's not just about rules and regulations. It's about people.
And their stories.
And how we can create a more just world for everyone. Well said. So as we wrap up this deep dive into Dio Guardi v. Durning.
It's been a pleasure.
What's one final thought our listeners can take away from all this?
I think the biggest takeaway is that everyone's voice matters.
Even the little guy can make a difference.
And when we believe in something, we have to keep fighting for it.
Dio Guardi didn't give up. And look what happened.
His case changed the legal landscape.
And it all started with some missing tonics.
Who knew, right?
It just goes to show you, you never know what impact you might have.
The legal system, it can be complicated, but it's also a powerful tool for protecting our rights.
And making sure that justice is served.
Well said.
Thanks for joining us on this journey through legal history.
It's been a blast.
We'll be back soon with another deep dive into a captivating case that'll make you think.
Until then, stay curious, stay engaged,
and keep exploring the fascinating world of law.
We'll see you next time.